Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Andy Brancato, Director of Public Relations for the Michigan Lottery. Good evening, Andy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you tonight?
I'm doing wonderfully. A great Friday afternoon. Finally got warm and wonderful, and maybe spring is finally here.
And seeing that sun does make a big difference.
It doesn't. It changes everything.
Right.
Well, there's some folks who could get real sunny this weekend. Powerball is up over $100 million, closer to $120 million, isn't it?
Right. And that drawing is on Saturday night. And, you know, that $120 million, people kind of waver back and forth. Oh, I don't want to buy a ticket unless it's at least $100 million. Well, we've got 120 million reasons why people could buy a ticket right now, you know. And we just had a Mega Millions winner in Michigan last Friday night. A gentleman won $27 million. So I'd love to see us have a Powerball winner this Saturday night.
Wouldn't that be fun? Where was the $27 million winner from?
That winner is from Kalamazoo.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think, let's spread that around the state a little bit now. Let's have a winner from this area. It would be fabulous, I think.
Wouldn't that be fun? And we always know just the way people's minds work. Once the lottery jackpot, the lotto jackpot gets up over, you know, $50 million, $75 million, people start running out buying tickets. So it could significantly increase even from here.
Oh, right. And, you know, this is, we're getting to that level. $150 million seems to, for what reason, I'm not sure, but that seems to be, you know, a real marker for people. But, you know, this $120 million level, we're closing in on that. And just when it gets over the $100 million mark, I don't know, maybe it's the three-digit thing, you know, with the 100, that you're going to have a lot of zeros there with that million. Once you get into that millions thing. So I expect that we're going to have some pretty nice sales for this. And the thing that we always like to remind players is that they must purchase their ticket by 9:45 p.m. in order to be eligible for the 11 p.m. drawing. So that's important. If you buy your ticket after that time, it will be in for the next drawing, which will be Wednesday night. But if you want in on the $120 million, you need to buy your ticket before 9:45 tomorrow night.
I appreciate that reminder. Tell me about the Michigan Lottery Make Me Rich game. It aired last night.
Right. Our game show is a quarterly show, and last night, hopefully some folks got a chance to see that and maybe get motivated to try to be a contestant on that. We gave away $2 million in one of the games. We gave away $500,000 in another game, and we gave away an absolutely beautiful Harley-Davidson motorcycle in a third game. So there's lots of opportunities, and if players are interested in knowing how they can be a contestant on Make Me Rich, they can go to our website, michiganlottery.com, and there's an icon that says Make Me Rich, and when you click on that, it has all the details of how you play the different games that would make you eligible to be on the show.
Well, and it's a lot of fun, hosted also by Christopher Knight from Brady Bunch.
Right, and you know, it's interesting because when he first started doing the show for us, that was like a huge thing, even for all of us who remember having watched that show. And so when he talks to various media people about the Make Me Rich show, he always has to do a little segment, though, on the Brady Bunch. I was with him when he did an interview at the Flint Journal last year after one of the tapings, and they wanted to do, the columnist did the whole story on how I had lunch with Peter Brady. And, and he said that's what people identify with him. He's Peter Brady.
It is not a bad thing at all. It's not a bad gig at all. You've got something new to tell me about that I wasn't aware of. There are apps for the lottery.
Right. We just recently launched an app that players can access with their Apple or Android devices. And this allows them to watch Club Keno drawings, view jackpots and winning numbers, search past winning numbers, look at prize tables, and kind of everything that our website offers. Well, maybe not quite everything, but we're working towards that. But the same sorts of things that are on the lottery's website, you can now see on your mobile device.
Well, it's very cool. I mean, you know, I feel like, what's that commercial? There's an app for that. That's what what we've got going on.
Right. And, you know, this is sort of the next evolution of things. You know, this is designed to help players have yet another tool that they can access their information. You know, players used to get their information from, you know, the televised drawings or the newspaper, and then it became they could call a toll-free line and get winning numbers, and then they could go on a website. And this is just sort of, you know, part of that evolution of, you know, where things are going now.
Well, it's exciting. Always something new when we speak with you. We'll look forward to the big drawing tomorrow night, Saturday night, and we'll hope there's a winner in the mid-Michigan area. I'll split it with you.
Yeah, that would be fabulous. And, you know, I hope so. When we had our winner last week from Mega Millions, I got my call at about 20 after 3 on Saturday morning, because that drawing was on Friday night.
Oh my gosh!
And so, you know, those are the good things to get a phone call on in the middle of the night.
That's
so,
about all.
I'm always ready if it happens.
Very good. Thank you so much, Andy. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you too. Andy Brancato, Director of Public Relations for the Michigan Lottery. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.